Welcome to another 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Educators often have to do a lot of research for the classes they teach, and so our guest today, Louis Science from the Department of Communication, is putting together a course on the Beatles. Tell us about the research you're doing on the Beatles.
Thank you, Keith. Well, you know, I was only 7 years old when the Beatles came to America, but my uncle, my dad's brother, he was a high school football star, and he had Beatles albums, and so I really wanted to be like him, and so did my brother. And so we started listening to a lot of the Beatles things, and we even made our own guitars out of scraps of wood, and we pretended we were the Beatles. And because the Beatles recorded a lot of mono albums, sometimes what my brother and I would do is we would turn down one speaker and just have the music, and we'd sing along. And so we would make our own recordings at home. As far as the Beatles, 50 years ago, as you mentioned, is when they came to America. February 9th, they appear on the Ed Sullivan Show. They had not yet appeared anywhere else. There were 5,000 requests for tickets for a theater that sat, I think, 600, 750 people. So that's how popular they were, even before people had seen them. And 2 days later, they appeared in Washington. And then after that, they appeared in Miami. They went home and then came back in August. And that's when Beatlemania really hit, because they had like 28 concerts in 31 days, something like that. And the course that I'm putting together for the summer is called It Was 50 Years Ago Today, How the Beatles Changed Media, Image, and American Pop Culture. And to say that it's more than just the music. They wrote the soundtrack to our lives, some of them. And as Cyndi Lauper said, their songs helped me to exist. And so a lot of people remember what impact they had. They remember the day John Lennon was shot. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the impact that they had, not only on music, but also on the country, because 1964 was a year when America was just coming off the assassination of JFK, Vietnam, civil rights, all that stuff. And so the Beatles' music helped shape some of that stuff. And so, as you mentioned, research, a lot of books, a lot of reading, a lot of watching of documentaries, and a lot of doing stuff on your own.
I never was a Beatles fan, I must admit that. It was just only afterwards when I sort of looked back and said, well, my goodness, I was in graduate school then, but I must say, frankly, it passed me by.
I just interviewed an author named Penelope Rollins, and she edited a couple of some essays. As you mentioned, a lot of people were not into the Beatles, and in fact, when they came to America, a lot of the white kids, teenagers, said, thank God, you know, because we're tired of hearing this Frank Sinatra and big band. And they don't realize that a lot of that music influenced the Beatles. And what really happened when the Beatles came to America is that Americans were being reintroduced to their music.
But I would have thought that was more true for the Rolling Stones, who I did actually know at the time.
Uh-huh.
In England, anyway, there was the good and the bad.
Yes,
the Beatles
and
the
Beatles
good little
the good.
Boys, and the other guys were just tongue sticking out at you.
But the Rolling Stones, it took a Lennon McCartney song to get them into the spotlight. So when they recorded I Want to Be Your Man, that's when they hit it. And then 40 years later, Mick Jagger said, I can't believe this. 40 years later, and we're still competing against them.
Wow, that's amazing. Louis Science, professor over here in the Department of Communication, a course that he's going to be teaching in the summer. You've heard it here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, celebrating the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. This is Keith Pannell.
Thank you.